you like to discover how cannabinoids can heal your life? Robin Swan will tell us how to do this. And what's so special about Robin is she's a plant alchemist and the founder of Swan Apothecary with over 30 years of experience in holistic health and cannabinoid medicine. Rooted in her indigenous heritage, she blends ancestral herbal wisdom with modern cannabis science to create small batch full spectrum formulations. And she's known for integrating physical, emotional, spiritual, mental healing into her approach to plant medicine. So Robin, tell us about how can entrepreneurs heal with cannabinoids.
Heal Podcast with Lily Patrasco shares longevity and anti-aging techniques to stay young forever, increase energy, overcome addiction, and live your longest, best life ever, shared by world's most innovative alternative and traditional health thought leaders, healers, and doctors. Discover quantum healing strategies to heal your mind, body, and soul.
How about entrepreneurial burnout? Let's just start there. So when you are an entrepreneur, you are using many, like you're doing everything, right? Like let's say if you're just at the very beginning of your career, your vision, what you want to do, you are all of it. You are the cook, the baker, the accountant. And so your nervous system really gets just shot. And cannabis really helps us because our body has something called the endocannabinoid system. And that sits on top of our central nervous system. And it feeds the central nervous system. And when we get stressed and we're in cortisol-like expulsion, our entire system, like the myelin sheath that holds the nerves, starts to fray. And you feel spastic, you get tired, things like fibromyalgia, like that sort of stuff, like a brain fog, all of that starts to happen. So when you're using something like a CBD, like a high quality cannabidiol, it helps repair the myelin sheath of the nerve. It allows the nervous system to regrow nerve connections. And it basically, I like to say, puts space in the brain.
Thank you. How did you discover that cannabinoids are a solution for healing?
Well, I've been in the cannabis industry my entire life. So cannabis has always been a part of medicine. Both of my grandmothers who were born in the 1800s, one who is indigenous to North America and one who was indigenous to Persia, both made medicines from cannabis. So I grew up formulating with cannabis, like wild hemp on my dad's side, my indigenous grandmother over here in America. And then my Persian grandmother made a lot more complicated formulas with cannabinoids where she mixed other herbs. So just by coming around it and being with it. And then my professional background is I'm a holistic health practitioner and my specialty is brain trauma and spinal cord injury. So I've worked with over 30,000 people. I worked in pro sports. I developed a type of modality for people who had broken their backs and their spines. And I was using cannabis way before you were allowed to, right? And so I was only using it topically at these times. And we would see my clients restore so much faster, you know, their muscle aches and pains and their ability to have more fluidity topically. And then as the laws lightened up, then we started introducing it, you know, orally.
Thank you. When you say cannabinoids, what you mean is cannabis or CBD oil, or what exactly do you mean?
So cannabinoid is just the name of the molecule, the molecular structure. Okay. So cannabidiol is CBD. So they all have, like, everybody says CBD, CBG, CBN, THC, but these have like actual names that are like 14 letters long. So when we say cannabinoids, we're talking about the molecular structure of the entire plant, which there are 62 molecules that are in the C family, like CBD, CBG, CBN, and there's only two molecules that are THC related.
Thank you. What kind of formula should cannabinoids be taken in for the best?
Well, that is a great question because they could be taken in many forms. They can be used topically, orally, in liquid. So it's really, you know, dealer's choice, if you will. You know, like people who are afraid of cannabis in a way like, oh, I don't want to get high. No, I don't want to do that. A topical application is great because it doesn't cross the liver. You don't have any psychotropic experience. However, you get that lovely letdown, that nice relaxation. Your muscle system releases, blood flows better. So that's a great topical you know, a great way to be introduced to the plant is topically.
Thank you. What kind of, not diseases, what kind of illnesses or what kind of mental trauma or what kind of conditions can cannabis be used for?
Cannabis is awesome because it can be used for everything that we, the human beings, live with, like lack of sleep, lack of appetite, anxiety, cancer, other immune compromising diseases. Because of the way that it feeds the central nervous system, it repairs the body internally.
Thank you. What should people understand about cannabinoids and how they work in the body?
That's kind of a really broad question. So how they work is they line up with the endocannabinoid system, and that feeds the central nervous system. So that's how it works. So if you imagine that, like, your central nervous system runs through your entire body, and on top of that, it's like, imagine that your central nervous system had a sweater, and that sweater would be the endocannabinoid system. So the endocannabinoid system is what's feeding your nervous system. All disease comes from lack of nerve pulse, lack of oxygen, and lack of blood flow. So cannabinoids, different types of cannabis, especially in the CBD family, help restore those things. And that then helps the body restore and repair.
Thank you. How long does it take for someone who has a serious, I don't know, mental health condition to recover from?
Well, I want to just say that cannabis and mental health are not necessarily the best medicines. So if you're dealing with somebody who has PTSD, compounded PTSD, or you know, incredible trauma, even brain trauma, there's a different set of funguses, like the mushrooms, that are going to be much more restorative for that, because those are more to do with the way that our brain functions and the neuroplasticity of how the nervous system feeds the brain.
Thank you.
So I wouldn't recommend cannabis for mental illness.
Thank you. Is cannabis used effectively for pain that is caused by different conditions?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. It's amazing. It's amazing topically. It's amazing. So a lot of people get confused and they think that by using high dose THC, they're going to be able to treat pain. But actually, it's CBD, because of its ability to reduce inflammation within the cell system, is what really reduces the pain. Whereas the THC would take the edge, or the part where we feel the pain, that's what THC would address, because it sort of, I don't want to say numbs or deadens, but it addresses that. Whereas CBD addresses the internal part of that pain by reducing the inflammation.
Thank you. How can cannabinoids support holistic healing on a physical, emotional, and mental health?
By restoring your central nervous system. I mean, that's the simple, short answer. I'm sorry.
Thank you. What else would you like people to know about using cannabinoids for serious therapeutic outcomes?
That it takes time. This is a plant. It is not a magic cure. It is not a magic bean. It takes time. Your body has to absorb it, restore, and then repair. So it's not like, you know, oh, I took a CBD gummy and now I'm sleeping every single night for 9 hours. It doesn't work like that. So it takes a period of time, depending on the person, depending on their metabolism and how well they function within that arena, to see those results. So I'd say you could see results within 3 to 5 days.
Thank you. What kind of dosage should someone take to kind of start noticing some results when using cannabinoids?
So it's more about milligrams per gram. You know, like if you go to your local dispensary, most things are dosed out at 10 milligrams, which really isn't enough to have any feeling of anything. So let's say you are living with some really chronic pain, which is due to inflammation. You'd probably want to take around 100 milligrams to 200 milligrams of CBD a day to really be able to have the benefit of it. And let's say you're going to use cannabis to fight something like a chronic disease, you know, you would be using THC in order to, like, people who are using cannabis for cancer, they're taking somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500 milligrams of THC a day.
Thank you. Tell us about some people that you've worked with where you've helped them improve their conditions, and what did they do in terms of taking cannabinoids?
Well, I mean, we've worked with over 30,000 people, so we can, you know, break it down to, like, let's talk about people who just have body pain, right? So we may have a product that's called Fire Kitty, and I like to say the more you use it, the less you need it, because you're restoring the body. So, you know, like MS, dealing with MS or rheumatoid arthritis, our clients who have used Fire Kitty consistently over a number of weeks, up to a month and a half, that they don't have the symptoms that they were having. Or people who are using different cannabinoids for chronic pain, it usually takes a couple weeks for it to actually, you know, link into their body and begin for them to have restorative response.
Thank you. Have you had people who have actually healed their conditions with cannabinoids?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
For sure.
What are the biggest side effects that you've noticed from people using cannabinoids?
Not knowing how to use it and the misuse of it. Like getting high, you know, balls to the walls high, when the last thing you want to do is be high. Like I always say that I'm the only drug dealer with a clientele that doesn't want to get high, because there's ways that we can formulate cannabinoids so people don't get high. They don't have that psychotropic experience. But that's absolutely the worst thing that can happen, is, you know, you take too much and then you have an experience like that and you're like, oh no.
Thank you. Have you had any serious secondary effects to cannabinoids?
None.
Okay.
The very worst effect. So even if you take too much, the worst thing that's going to happen to you is you're going to throw up and sleep for 26 hours, probably.
Thank you. What are some other observations that you've had from working with 30,000 patients taking cannabinoids?
The thing that I noticed the most is how much people are loved. And I always like to speak about this because, you know, because I'm in the holistic realm, I'm seeing people in a different arena than people who are going to allopathic doctors. You know, I'm taking more time actually visiting with the people, learning their family and their structure, as opposed to when you go to your allopathic doctor, you have a 15-minute appointment. So what I see the most with, you know, the medicine that we provide is the structure of family support that people receive with it, and how much you're actually loved, and how your family members, the people who love you, will go to the end of the earth and buy magic beans if they think that it will cure you or help you. So the one I always like to err on the side of caution, you know, if somebody is telling you, oh, this is going to cure you, this is going to change your life, more than likely they're selling you magic beans and they're not giving you a legitimate structure of how long it's going to take for you to actually improve or feel better.
Thank you. Does a cannabinoid use need to be coupled with like mental health support and counseling and some other therapies for it to work? Or would you say?
Well, again, I would not put cannabis use in alignment with mental health issues. So we also formulate mushroom products. So I would say if you were somebody who was dealing with mental health issues and you were going to use psilocin to do that, then absolutely it would be beneficial for you to be in therapy, because integration is the most important part of all medicine that we take. Just be, you have to integrate the experience, and that can take time. So you do need a team of professionals around you to help you do that.
Thank you. What are some of the most common questions that you get asked about cannabinoids?
Am I going to get high? That's the number one question people ask me. That's their biggest concern. Like, how can I use cannabis in my life to help me with something like a chronic illness or cancer? But yet I have to get up and go to work every day. I have to drive a car. I have kids. So that's the number one concern that people have, is if they're going to be too high to function.
Thank you. Tell us about, how did you get into cannabinoids? Like, why is this an area of interest for you?
As I mentioned, it's been in my life for my entire life. So there's never been a point in my life where cannabis has not been some form of medical healing. And then, you know, just following the pathway of my career, especially when I was working in pro sports, you know, I was working with men that were getting, you know, beaten on a daily basis. And they ended up with concussions, you know, like 10, 15 concussions before they're 30, 40 years old. This brings a whole host of problems to the floor. And cannabis really addresses a lot of them, because it reduces inflammation in the brain. And when you've concussed, multiply, you have a lot of inflammation in your brain. And then that leads to a whole host of other things like Parkinson's and, you know, other neurological situations. And cannabis helps alleviate those and put them at bay and maybe reduce them even coming.
Thank you. What are some of the most exciting case studies that you've had or results that still kind of fascinate you with cannabinoids?
We had a client who had a tumor on the top of her head that was the size of a grapefruit. And she mixed two of our products together, a concentrated FETCO oil, which is a fully extracted cannabis oil, and a product we made called Fire Kitty. And she rubbed it on the tumor on her head, and it disappeared within 3 weeks. It was completely gone.
Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to share about cannabinoids?
I think that it is there's a lot of education that needs to be given, and finding it on Instagram is not where you're going to find it. So before you step out, like, I'm very curious, very cautious of, you know, I'm always looking to like avoid the scammers. And that is my big mission, is that when people are out there, like I said, and they're suffering, they're looking for their loved ones, for themselves, some kind of magic cure. And if somebody is offering you that with cannabis, they are not necessarily telling you the truth, because cannabis is always helpful. However, you are a plant. You know, you are a plant, basically. And depending on where you're at, what you've done, what your entire metabolic situation is, depends on the cannabinoid like combinations that are really going to help you. So walking into a dispensary or going into a smoke shop and getting a gummy and spending, you know, $50 on some product that's not lab tested, that's not like a gummy, is not going to make impact in your life. Cannabis is actual medicine. When it's formulated to be medicine, it's formulated at a much higher milligrams per product than it is when it's recreational. So recreation, I have no beef with the recreational market at all. However, we're seeing like a lot of kids are suffering from this situation where they're doing really high dose THC through vape pens or through edibles, and then they end up in the ER throwing up for days at a time because they basically contaminated their system with THC. So this is not a product that more is better.
Thank you. How can someone find the right information regarding cannabinoids?
Well, they can find us at Swan Apothecary. We have a super awesome, you know, research section. They can also listen to the podcast, Cannabis Health Radio, which is filled with stories of, you know, our clients who have healed themselves using our products and various other products, and asking questions and remembering that the internet is a cesspool. So don't believe everything you read. Ask multiple times, and please don't give your money to people who cannot produce labs. They don't have real phone numbers or addresses.
So tell us about treating children. What should people know about treating children with cannabinoids?
Cannabis is really effective and helpful for treating children, especially children that are dealing with life-threatening illness. And, you know, I've been doing this for a very long time, and there was a time when doctors would call me, like from St. Jude's and Children's Hospital, and they would start the conversation with, "I'm putting my license on the line by even reaching out to you, but I've seen the most amazing things with these kids that are using your products." And now, 7-8 years later, they just refer people to me. So the way that cannabis can be very helpful for your kids that are dealing with these intense situations is topically, it's going to give them so much comfort. And then, you know, we do low dose products for children. So there's something for everyone. And then also, you know, we talk about kids, but we also have to talk about elders. You know, there's a lot of elders, like, how do I take care of my mom? My dad has dementia. They're filled with anxiety. Well, a 20 milligram CBD gummy can kind of just nip that in the bud, and they can go along their merry way and enjoy their TV shows and be, you know, not have that paranoia on the back end just running amok in their nervous system.
Thank you. For people that already have like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and other neurodegenerative conditions, can those conditions be improved? Because you did mention earlier that it can reduce the inflammation in the brain. And I think a lot of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's can be caused by inflammation, among other things.
Yes. The answer is yes. It can improve it for sure. Cannabis improves everything because you're designed to receive it. Our physical body is is designed to receive cannabinoids. So there is nothing else on the planet that feeds the central nervous system. And our central nervous system is what makes us function. It's the key driver of all other systems. When your, you know, central nervous system goes down, your brain doesn't work, your heart doesn't work, your lungs don't work. So the more we can improve this function within our body, the more our other organs thrive.
Thank you. So how big of an improvement can someone have with when they have like a very advanced stage of Parkinson's or Alzheimer's?
So that's a very delicate question because there's so many nuances in the answer. All right. Because I can't say, well, 20 milligrams will make everybody feel better because that would be incorrect. So I'd say overall, the anxiety lessens exponentially by 30 to 60%. I can say that for pretty much everybody. And then the other nuances that come with that, that's just dependent on the person, what they're using, how it's formulated. So, you know, there's a lot of nuance in plant medicine. The difference between plants and chemicals is that plants are homeopathy. So they feed your body. Like you and I, we are two totally different people, but we could both take an ibuprofen and get the same result because that is a chemical component that is designed to change our chemistry. But when you introduce a plant into yourself, I don't care if it's valerian root or lavender or cannabis, your receptors are going to be very different than mine. Your experience of that plant is going to be very different than somebody else because it's as unique as your thumbprint. And that's the beauty of plant medicine. That's really what makes it so beautiful is that it's in harmony with who we are. I always say that human beings are a plant, that you are basically a plant. There's 11 systems of the body, but 5 of them are really what run the show constantly. And as long as your root system is healthy, you're healthy. But as soon as your root system, which is your central nervous system, starts getting, you know, smacked around, then you're going to start feeling dis-ease.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs and people worldwide can connect with you.
They can find me all over the world wide web at swanapothecary.com. We have a YouTube channel. My name is Robin Swan. You can Google that. I show up everywhere. I am, you know, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Robin Swan or Swan Apothecary. And I'm kind of, you'll find me.
Follow me for more interviews with world's most innovative health change makers to live your healthiest life ever.